Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Star Search, the world's greatest talent competition. Welcome Beyonce, Kevin James, Usher Raymond, Britney Spears.
The show that launched the greatest stars of our time is back. Live only on Netflix. The brand new Star Search. The next great star will be discovered.
Proving that original ideas are a thing of the past, Netflix is bringing back, as you just heard, the OG of amateur talent shows, Star Search.
From the 80s.
From Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world, it's the 1986 competition of Star Search with your host, Ed McMahon.
Jelly Roll is on to be one of the judges.
That's so crazy.
Star Search ran originally from 1983 to 1995. They tried to relaunch it from 2003 to 2004, and they're bringing it back now in 2026.
On Netflix. Just what we need, John, right? Another talent competition?
Well, thanks for saying that, because of course the first thing I thought when I heard this, even though I'm trying not to be so cynical in 2026, but the first thing I thought, why do we really need this? If you didn't make American Idol, if you couldn't make The Voice, if you couldn't cut the new show with Keith Urban, try Star Search.
Well, the thing is that's a little different here is they actually have categories. Everything from comedians to singers to acrobats to magicians.
So they are trying to stick to the formula of the original Star Search, which had different categories, 10 of them. Female singer, male singer, junior singer, teen singer, group vocal, group dance, junior dance, teen dance, comedy, and what must have been a real ratings grabber, spokesmodel.
In other words, it was just a model, basically.
Wow. Can't wait to tune into Star Search and see who's the best spokesmodel this year. Now, let's not shake a stick at Star Search. It was the original, and it did introduce us to some big stars. If you remember any 90s country, the group Sawyer Brown, country group with huge success in the 90s. They actually won Star Search. Adam Sandler got his start on Star Search. Everybody Loves Raymond's Brad Garrett won the inaugural comedy Star Search. Tammy, I know you're a big fan of Brad Garrett. But there really hasn't been a reason as to why they're bringing this back. Is there, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here. Tell me if I'm wrong. Clearly I must be because they're putting it on the air. There is obviously a huge calling still for amateur talent shows, more than what we already have.
Well,
right?
There's certainly a plethora of people who want to perform on those, that's for sure. And in Jelly Roll being on it is a big name grabber.
Chrissy Teigen and
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. All right. There's a model, there's an actress, and there's a singer. So they're representing the different categories. I wish it well. I don't know really in today's day and age if there's any better formula to be famous than getting a TikTok account, but maybe this is still the way to go.
And it's only 5 weeks long.
Okay.
So it's not like a whole year-long thing.
Okay.
But we'll see. It's on Netflix.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Gene is in Campo. Good morning, Gene.
Hi, good morning.
Gene, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please?
You bet. Good luck.
Gene, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100. I want to remind you also, Gene, that all ties go to Tammy, all right?
Okay.
Kristen Stewart said she would love to direct a reboot of the movies that made her a star. In these movies, she played Bella, a high school student that gets in a love triangle between a vampire and a werewolf. What's the movie?
I don't know.
Happy birthday to Julie Chen, who has hosted this reality show about American strangers cut off from the outside world who coexist in an isolated house since it started 27 seasons ago. What's the show?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
The trailer for the new Matt Damon, Ben Affleck movie is out. It's called The Rip. These two got their start and won an Oscar. Starring and co-writing what movie?
Don't know that one either.
A list of great acting performances in mediocre movies includes Matthew Lillard as Shaggy in Scooby-Doo. Lillard also co-starred in the first movie of this slasher series, playing Stu. What's the movie?
Oh, my goodness. No clue.
And finally, Ashley Tisdale is still sour about the women in her mom group excluding her from events and making her feel unwelcome. Those moms include Hilary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. Ashley played Sharpay in High School Musical and also co-starred with Cole and Dylan Sprouse in The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, playing who?
I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Boy, Gene, I'm striking out with you today, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
So, Gene, tell me something good. What you got going on today?
I'm headed to work. I'm a bus driver for Mountain Empire School District.
Well, thanks for getting our kids to school safely. Gene, she's just too busy driving a bus, Tam. Lots of kids, lots of distractions. Yeah. Why should... Yeah, 0 out of 5 today.
Oh, hon.
Kristen Stewart said she'd love to direct a reboot of the movies that made her a star. In the movies, she played Bella, a high school student that gets in a love triangle between a vampire and a werewolf. What's the movie?
Twilight.
Twilight. 1-0 Tam. Tam, happy birthday to Julie Chen. She's hosted this reality show about American strangers cut off from the outside world who coexist in an isolated house since it started 27 seasons ago. What's the show?
Big Brother.
That's right. Big Brother. Originally a Danish show. Did you know that? Mm-mm. I didn't know they had TVs out there.
Oh, my God.
Just joking. 2-0. A trailer for the new Matt Damon Ben Affleck movie is out. It's called The Rip. These two got their start and won an Oscar, starring and co-writing what movie?
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting is right. Gene didn't know. 3-0, Tam. A list of great acting performances in mediocre movies includes Matthew Lillard as Shaggy in Scooby-Doo. Lillard also co-starred in the first movie of this slasher series, playing Stu. What's the movie?
Okay, I know the actor who played Shaggy, but I have no idea, so...
Stu, who alongside his best friend Billy team up as Ghostface in the original Scream. Hope I didn't spoil that for anybody, but it is, you know, almost a 30-year-old movie. 3-0, Tammy. And finally, Ashley Tisdale is still sour about the women in her mom group, excluding her from events and making her feel unwelcome. Those moms include Hilary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. Ashley played Sharpay in High School Musical and co-starred with Cole and Dylan Sprouse in The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, playing who?
What was her name in that show? I watched it all the time with my daughter. London? No, that's the wrong character.
Not London. London Tipton was the hotel owner's daughter, played by Brenda Song, otherwise known as Mrs. Macaulay Culkin. God, I know too much about that show, don't I? She played Maddie. All right, Gene, today Tammy beat you by a score of 3-0. Even though you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, we are going to hook you up with a great prize.
You have a pair of tickets to see Lady A. They'll be at Viejas Casino on March 19th.
Yay!
Gene, before you leave, I need you to say this.
I'm Gene Encampo. I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Have you ever opened a present that as soon as the paper tears away, you know, A, you're going to return it, or B, you're going to re-gift it. No judgment. And please don't call anybody out specifically unless you want to.
Slipper socks. Oh, I have wanted these for so long. Thank you, Mother Rose.
833-287-1037. John, I think this feels a little personal, maybe?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know why you would think that. Not at all.
Do you get a gift that you instantly...
Have I gotten a gift? Yes.
Recently? This year?
833-287-1037. You instantly wanted to take it back or re-gift it, if that's possible. Don't give me that look. I'm not going to say what it is. But yes, I got a gift this year that I thought of either regifting or returning. Mm-hmm. And turns out I can do neither. So I it doesn't matter what it is. Don't ask me. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm not going to hurt anybody's feelings who might be listening right now.
Okay. All right.
Let them wonder.
Okay.
Now I got to answer a bunch of questions when I get home.
Now everybody's going to be like, was it me? Was it mine? Was it mine?
833-287-1037. We're all guilty of this. I'm not even sure guilty is the right word. If you don't like it, you don't like it. That's why they give you gift receipts.
And sometimes people just really miss the mark, or they're excited about it, but they didn't think, gosh, is this really something that you want?
Well, and that's the worst part. After all, you know how great that feeling is. When you really hit the jackpot and that person opens up the present and they're shocked. They can't even speak. They're so happy. Maybe they even tear up. I mean, jackpot, right?
Sure.
That's a wonderful feeling, and you want to feel that more. So when you find something that, I know so-and-so is going to love this, you wrap it up, you're excited, and when they don't, you can tell instantly, wow, which of course means, why in the world would you think I'd want this?
833-287-1037. Share yours. And you know what? When you call us, John will tell you off the air, John, so you don't have to share it.
Sure.
He will tell you what gift he got that he does not like and does not want.
Don't like is a thing. It's not me. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
833-287-1037. And remember, you don't have to call anybody out specifically unless that is you want to. Maybe it's therapeutic. We're here to help either way. The present you opened and instantly was like, yep, I'm going to need that gift receipt right now, or I'm going to be regifting this as soon as you leave. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I got a Christmas present this year that when I opened it up, I instantly thought I need to return this or I need to regift this. Grace is in North County. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Grace, a gift you got over the holidays and you knew as soon as you opened it, this is just not for me.
My husband had reenlisted in the Marine Corps and gotten a bonus. We're up visiting my family and he gives me this big box and makes me open this present in front of my family. And, it's a diamond bracelet and diamond earrings. And I had to fake a smile so hard because it was not what I wanted at all. And my first thought was like, this is something your mom would wear. This is not my taste in jewelry at all.
Oh, man, that is a tough position to be in, Grace.
I totally understand, and I understand the whole thing. It looks like something your mother-in-law would wear. My husband, Kurt, bought me a necklace and earrings. Not my style at all. I pretended like I liked it, but inside I'm like, I will never, ever, ever wear this.
So how'd you go about solving that?
Well, I pretended for a while that I talked with my neighbor and she's like, you have to tell him. So I finally did and he was kind of crushed.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but it was ugly. It wasn't my style.
Do you want to maybe not say the word ugly?
It was certainly not my style at all.
Okay.
It was ugly. Anyway. I didn't say it that rudely to him, but I told him I didn't like it. So what we did is we took it back and I picked out something that I liked. It was much better. Mm. It was, they were big square earrings, John.
Hey, listen, you didn't crush me. You crushed your husband. You owe him the explanation, not me. 833-287-1037. Katarina in PB, the whole family's watching you. You open the present, you don't want it, you instantly want to return it or regift it. What do you do? What was the present?
It was bright red hot dog toaster.
Bright red hot dog toaster.
Now, do you mean an oven in which to cook hot dogs or an oven in which to toast your buns? Pardon the phrase.
Oh.
So an all-in-one hot dog. Now, there are some out there that are thinking gold mine.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're not one of them, Katarina.
No.
Are you a big fan of hot dogs? Why would this person think, you know what? I got a place for that little gold nugget.
I do not know. I mean, every once in a while, yes, I like a good chili dog, which we did make, and we did try it out, and it was a little fun, but I'm like, I could do this in the oven. But then his look on his face was like, I'm like, but this was fun.
Oh, poor guy.
Amy and Barrio Logan, what was the gift that you instantly knew, this is not for me, I need to return it or regift it?
My grandmother gave me a gong, like big metal symbol
the musical instrument, yes.
Not even joking. I mean, and it's like a tabletop little gong. Okay, and she's like, I always wanted one, and I thought you'd like it.
My sister got a crystal pineapple that year. I mean, you would think she was senile, but she wasn't. She wasn't that thoughtful.
No, and the answer, she said the answer. I always wanted one.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
She was not thinking of you.
Is that like one of those quote-unquote gifts for the family that Santa bought our family when he brought us a PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gifts that are given with good intentions, I'm sorry, still can be garbage gifts. We sound so horrible. I
know. Not garbage, just not for me.
But it happens all the time. Boy, just what I wanted. Not John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You really need to get to KSON.com and take advantage of all the great online contests we have for you.
One of them that we are very excited about is a totally private concert with Rascal Flatts, where you and some friends will be off to Nashville to have your very own show. You just have to be listening for the code words 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. And when you hear them, you enter them at KSON.com.
Last time we had an up-close and personal time with Rascal Flatts was in our pickin' parlor right down the hall here, right before COVID. They were set to launch their farewell tour, and they stopped by, and it was just incredible.
You know, every day is a blessing that we get to do this, and I don't want to sound trite or cliche in that, but you know, we were just hoping to get to a second record when we were putting out those first singles and crossing our fingers that our songs would resonate with people and that audiences would be touched by the music that touched us. Because honestly, if you don't believe in what you're singing, no one else is going to believe it. So we recorded a bunch of songs that we loved and we thought would move people. But you're never sure until people get a chance to listen to it.
Praying for daylight, waiting for the morning sun. So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight.
It was great hearing that song live in our pickin' parlor because Tam and I remembered, I mean, they were one of the first bands we ever introduced ever in our career all those years ago in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They played something called The Taste of Madison. They didn't have a lot of songs out at the time, so they opened up with Praying for Daylight, their big song you just heard, their debut single, and they closed with it because they didn't have enough songs to play an entire set.
When they came into town, we actually were out at a Walmart with them to introduce them to people. People could come by and get a chance to say hi and buy their CDs. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, many, 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 many awards, many records sold, many dollars earned. We're thrilled for the guys in Rascal Flatts getting another chance to bring their tour back because they got snatched away like so many stars did, so many working people did during COVID, and we're stoked for that. Hey, by the way, the guys in Rascal Flatts are super funny dudes, too.
I've never known what those verses say.
No,
I have no idea what they say. Okay, here's what the verse sounds like to me.
The blood that tipped up inside their stand and we get my daddy in this holy man. Again and now like another dip. Hit this one and then these other hands.
That's all I get in that whole verse.
Yeah, I know.
What does it say?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense anyway.
It doesn't.
Something about Vancouver's lights and knock me down and get up again. Smoking.
Time left the day.
And everybody knows this part.
Life is a highway. I'm going to ride it all night long.
So listen at 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30 for that code word. Go to KSON.com, and you and four of your friends could be off to see Rascal Flatts at the Reverb Hard Rock Cafe, Nashville, plus your airfare and your two-night hotel stay.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Lisa is in Escondido. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, could you step out, please, for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Lisa, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. She'll hook you up with $100. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jeremy Renner's the mayor of Kingstown, has been renewed for a fifth and final season. Jeremy also played Hawkeye, who, along with Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, and Black Widow, made up what group of superheroes?
The Avengers?
Luke Combs' website has a countdown clock on it, and fans are thinking he's about to announce a new album. Is Luke from North Carolina, Tennessee, or Delaware?
North Carolina.
Ashley Tisdale is still sour about the women in her mom group excluding her from events and making her feel unwelcome. Those moms included Hilary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore played Rebecca Pearson in this NBC drama that ran for six seasons and was nominated for 36 Emmys. What's the show?
I have no idea.
Kate McKinnon, formerly of SNL, had a birthday yesterday. She also co-starred in the Barbie movie, playing a specifically named Barbie. What was her name? And finally, the movie Jack Black most regrets turning down is The Incredibles. He was offered the part of the villain, who was eventually played by Jason Lee. What was the name of the villain in The Incredibles?
No idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
So, Lisa, what's happening with you today?
I am headed into work. I'm an insurance agent.
Okay. Lisa, the insurance agent today, Tam, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Jeremy Renner's the mayor of Kingstown has been renewed for a fifth and final season. You a fan of that show?
I started watching it, and we haven't gone back to it yet.
Oh, it's great. It is good. Just wrapped up the season myself over the holiday break. Jeremy also played Hawkeye, who along with Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, and Black Widow made up what group of superheroes?
The Avengers.
The Avengers is right. Lisa knew that 1-1. Luke Combs' website has a countdown clock on it, and fans are thinking he's about to announce a new album. Is Luke from North Carolina, Tennessee, or Delaware?
North Carolina.
North Carolina is right. Lisa knew that, 2-2. Ashley Tisdale, still sour about the women in her mom group, excluding her from events and making her feel unwelcome. Those moms include Hilary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore played Rebecca Pearson in this NBC drama that ran for six seasons and was nominated for 36 Emmys. What's the show?
Is that Seventh Heaven? No.
That's This Is Us. You know, I'm thinking about that story. Nothing against Ashley Tisdale or any of the moms in here, but maybe Ashley's the problem.
Maybe.
Maybe they're like, we don't like Ashley very much. I'm just throwing it out.
Either
there.
One could be true.
It's still 2-2. Kate McKinnon, formerly of SNL, had a birthday yesterday. She also co-starred in the Barbie movie, playing a specifically named Barbie. What was her name?
It's not Ugly Barbie.
Oh, Tammy.
No, it was Broken Barbie.
She was Weird Barbie.
Weird. That's what it was.
Still 2-2. Interesting. And finally, the movie Jack Black most regrets turning down is The Incredibles. He was offered the part of the villain, who was eventually played by Jason Lee. What was the name of the villain in The Incredibles?
Syndrome.
Syndrome is right. Well done, and for the win. Today, Tammy wins by a score of 3-2. Lisa, you're not going to get any of her money. I'm impressed, Tam. That was a good answer.
Oh, thanks. I used to mess it up with Incrediboy, but I just watched The Incredibles when my grandsons were here.
You don't have to brag it up. Today, the look you gave me. Oh, I love it. Lisa, today Tammy beats you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Lady A March 19th at VA House Casino.
Thank you so much.
Lisa, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you calling in. Before you leave, unfortunately, we have to have you say this.
I'm Lisa from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I have a very strong suspicion after our holiday party that no one likes me in this building.
Oh, my God, John.
I know, but listen to my story. I won one of the big raffle prizes that our bosses were kind enough to supply us with for our Christmas party.
That was nice.
Lots of cool raffle prizes. By chance, I won an 85-inch TV.
Dang, that's actually the size? You're not exaggerating?
85-inch TV.
That's huge.
Right? Not one person clapped when my name was announced. Everyone else who won something got a rousing round of applause. Not one person clapped for me.
Wow.
And I think I'm exaggerating. There were all kinds of witnesses. Dorothy, you sat next to me. Our coworker Dorothy from Kixie, the Christmas station. You sat next to me at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Am I universally hated in the building?
So I have a couple theories about why this happened. I don't think you're universally hated.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's a big, bold statement.
Listen.
Well, I didn't think so either until one of our coworkers said, do you realize no one clapped for you? And I didn't until you said something.
Stephen and I noticed it, right? My husband and I. But I think what happened was that everything was just happening so quickly that your name, when it got mentioned, it just kind of got glazed over.
Not that I need everyone to notice me and applaud me, but we all were there. Everybody who won something had a rousing round of applause.
Yeah. And they all
except
got,
me.
Well, they all got something nice said about them, except you. So
I know. Didn't do much for the ego.
So
there.
I couldn't come to the party because I was not well and I was going to be traveling. So I needed to stay home and make sure I got better since I was going to have to get on a plane. But I got a text message from Dorothy. She texted both me and producer Jessica. And she said, Stephen
night,
and I were talking about
that night?
This. Yes.
So this was
10:53 p.m.
Yeah,
so this was big news.
At the party.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't want to forget about it. That's why.
So she said, Michael said a little blurb and gave everyone a hint about all the other raffle winners except John. And after John's name was pulled, the next raffle was quickly pulled after. So I don't think many people noticed or paid attention.
It's as if he was trying to... it's not as if. He was trying to gloss over the fact that I won.
So you're not universally hated. You're just hated by
just
Michael.
Just by my boss. Good. Perfect.
I like how she keeps bringing up you're not universally hated.
Yeah. I blame myself. I shouldn't have used that phrase. But you are using it with a bit too much gusto,
that's
Dorothy.
True. That's
I love
true.
You, John.
I love
thanks,
you back, Dorothy. But you could have shown a little love at the Christmas party.
I clapped. I swear I clapped.
I heard nothing. There's no reason for you to lie. If you say you clapped, you clapped.
Sure did. I might have said afterwards, the rich get richer to my husband. But that's because you say that about Tammy all the time.
The rich get richer. Oh, by the way, in a total, complete twist of irony, the TV I won, I can't use it. It's too big.
That's what John would say to me if I said that.
It's too big for my
place. Rich get richer.
I don't have a palatial wall like Tammy does in which to hang something.
The TV you have right now is bigger than the one that I have.
Well,
not the one that you won. Don't worry. You're not universally hated.
You're not.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
What would you do if you were about to propose to your fiance and this happened?
We start walking across the bridge and I stopped and I got down on one knee and asked her to marry me. And when I went to go get the ring out of the box, mind you, I'm shaking up. I looked down like, not a good idea. And, I dropped the ring.
His stomach, by the way, probably fell that 118 feet, or it felt like it, in his mind after he dropped that ring.
Well,
and the fiancé, too. I mean...
So you got two thoughts. You think either A, the marriage gods do not want us to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly they're showing that. Or B, I gotta get off this bridge and go look for that ring. After all, I spent months and months and months of my hard-earned money. So that's what they do. He and his girlfriend, they spend over 2 hours searching the snow. They even brought a metal detector out because apparently things lost in the snow are quite common at ski resorts. They gave up after a few hours. An employee at the resort says, I promise you I'll find you that ring. Goes out, 30 minutes later, comes back with the ring. The employee's name was Pat. Pat, at the very least, should have gotten a huge tip. He better get invited to that wedding, too.
Yeah.
Since it's going to happen because of him.
For sure. Check out the video on KSON's Facebook page. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.